Czech citizens themselves will choose their next president in 2013 for the first time in history. After years of public and partisan discussion and five final hours of heated debate on Wednesday, the Czech Senate passed a constitutional amendment allowing direct election of the head of state by the people. As the current president, Václav Klaus, who has called the decision a fatal mistake, is unable to veto a constitutional amendment, I asked political analyst Jan Oatley if anything at all can stop direct presidential elections now.
I think it has gone too far to be stopped. We can see that even some politicians are surprised that it has gone so far. So I don't believe it can be stopped at this stage.
Well, in practical terms, in the United States, for example, campaigning begins almost 2 years before the election. When is campaigning likely to begin in the Czech Republic?
Well, that's something that we have to wait for. Nobody can say it today. In my opinion, 5-6 months in advance is the minimum for a candidate to run a successful campaign.
And the change in the method of election means a drastic change in the chances of the candidates who have been announced so far. We could speculate, for example, that Karl Schwarzenberg would have had an upwards battle in parliamentary elections, but maybe much better chances in direct election. Who now does the system favor, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, we will have two types of candidates. First type will be candidates that will be connected to political parties, because it's quite difficult to run a nationwide campaign without a support of a strong institution like a political party. The second type of candidates will be, let's say, independent candidates, which basically means that it will be people who have enough money to run their own campaign. I believe that the first type of candidates will be more successful. I think that political parties are so established institutions in the Czech Republic that they are able to create a campaign which will, let's say, contact people more, which will allow the candidates to have more organizational basis, which is something that I believe will be more important than money under conditions when we will have, let's say, 5, 6, 7 candidates. I think this is more important than simply an amount of money in the campaign.
Lastly, this remained a controversial topic right up to the end, with many for and against in the parliament. What, as a political scientist, what is your own opinion on direct elections of the president?
In terms of the influence on the political system, I'm convinced that this is not a good step. Direct election of the president under the conditions of Czech politics will lead to the fact that the government will be weaker than it is today. We can see that even with quite weak powers that the president possesses today, the president can play quite an important role in the system. The president, depending on his or her personality, is able to force governments to do things that he or she likes. And without weakening his powers, the president will become extremely strong player in the system.
Why would that necessarily be a bad thing when 12 of the EU member states already have elected heads of state?
Well, such things, you know, cannot be transported from one country to another country. You always have to consider conditions and political culture in the country. We probably do not have many countries in Europe in which a weak president would be able to force the prime minister to block an international treaty, for example, which is the case of the euro negotiations today. We cannot see any other example under a strong parliamentary system where prime minister would solve his crisis in the coalition with the president. So in the Czech Republic, we should consider the tradition that has developed in the politics, and the tradition means that the president has always been considered to be a strong player, an authority which can influence politics quite a lot. And if such an actor will be elected directly, since now his role will be strengthened further, which is not good for the system.
That was political scientist Jan Oatley of the University of Hradec Králové.